Chapter 53, A Personal Knowledge of Christ.
Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. We are not doing the will of God when we speculate upon things that he has seen fit to withhold from us. The question for us to study is, what is truth? The truth for this time, which is to be cherished, loved, honored, and obeyed. The devotees of science have been defeated and disheartened in their efforts to find God. What will they need to inquire at this time? What is the truth that will enable us to win the salvation of our souls? Christ revealed God to his disciples in a way that performed in their hearts a special work, such as he has long been urging us to allow him to do in our hearts. There are many who, in dwelling too largely upon theory, have lost sight of the living power of the Savior's example. They have lost sight of him as the humble, self-denying worker. What they need is to behold Jesus. Daily we need the fresh revealing of his presence. We need to follow more closely his example of self-renunciation and sacrifice. We need the experience that Paul had when he wrote, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians 2:20. The knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ expressed in character is an exaltation above everything else that is esteemed on earth or in heaven. It is the very highest education. It is the key that opens the portals of the heavenly city. This knowledge, it is God's purpose that all who put on Christ shall possess. To our ministers, physicians, teachers, and all others engaged at any line of service for the Master, I have a message to bear. The Lord bids you to come up higher, to teach a holier standard. You must have an experience much deeper than you have yet even thought of having. Many who are already members of God's great family know little of what it means to behold his glory and to be changed from glory to glory. Many of you have a twilight perception of Christ's excellence, and your souls thrill with joy. You long for a fuller, deeper sense of the Savior's love. You are unsatisfied, but do not despair. Give to Jesus the heart's best and holiest affections. Treasure every ray of light. Cherish every desire of the soul after God. Give yourselves the culture of spiritual thoughts and holy communings. You have seen but the first rays of the early dawn of his glory. As you follow on to know the Lord, you will know that his going forth is prepared as the morning. The path of the righteous is as the light of dawn that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4:18 RV margin. Having repented of our sins, confessed them, and found pardon, we are to continue to learn of Christ until we come into the full noontide of a perfect gospel faith.